That's our ring time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer.
And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jotham Down store talking on the telephone. Listen.
Yeah, well, I didn't really think you'd want to sell your icebox, Tom, but I'm having a hard time finding one from a new restaurant, so I figured it weren't no harm in asking you. Oh, no, I know how you feel about it, Tom. I wouldn't sell it neither if I was in your place. Yeah. Well, if you do hear one, I wish you'd let me know. Yeah. Well, much obliged, Tom. Goodbye.
Excuse me, Lum, but I overheard your telephone conversation.
Oh, howdy, Doc.
I was sitting back in my office, and I overheard your remarks on the telephone, and it sounded like you're looking for an icebox.
Yeah, can't find one nowhere. Looks like I never am going to get this restaurant of mine started. Them fixtures ain't got here from the county seat yet. Abner's worse, so he's staying home today, and that means I got to spend practical all of my time waiting on a trade. Anyway, can't get nothing done.
Well, I'll tell you, Lum. I have a suggestion to make.
Cedric was going to help me today, but he ain't showed up.
Yes, Cedric's a bright young boy.
I don't know why I always have to have so much trouble.
Well, now, I'll tell you, Lum, about that icebox. I know a man over in Mount Ida, a friend of mine, and I think he's got an icebox that he wants to sell.
Does he sure enough?
Why don't we jump on the phone and give him a ring?
That's a good idea. Call him up right now. It's long distance, but I'm willing to pay the charges. I've just got to get an icebox. Go ahead and call him up, Doc. Don't talk no longer than you have to, though.
Now, what do I do? Call the operator?
Yeah, just give one long ring and you'll get Mamie Phillips. She's the central girl here.
Oh, yes.
That's enough. Now, she'll ask you how you're feeling, even if she don't know who you are, so just ignore her.
Mm-hmm.
Tell her you're in a hurry. If you don't, she'll keep you there all day long asking you how everybody is.
Hello? This is Dr. Benjamin Franklin Withers. Oh, just fine.
Oh, me.
Well, now, just a minute, Miss Phillips. Plum, how are you?
Here. Better give me that receiver a minute. I want to get this icebox before next summer.
She was inquiring after your health.
Yeah, I know. Hey, hello, Mamie. Doc wants to put a call through to Mount Ida, and he's in a terrible rush, so hurry it up, please. All right. Here you are, Doc.
Yes. Hello. Yes, that's right. Mount 80. O.J. Watford. The O stands for Oren. You can reach him at the Ace High Snooker Palace. That's right. You can tell it by the sign across the front of the building. It says Morton's Livery Stable.
Well, she can't see it.
Don't let that confuse you, though, Miss Phillips. Morton isn't there anymore. He died. Oh, must have been 13 years ago. Ed Camden took the place over after Morton passed on. He put in a soft drink parlor. He went out of business in 32, and the place was vacant for 3 years.
Now, she don't have to know the history of the place to get a call through. Just tell her to hurry it up.
Just to hurry the call through, Miss Phillips. Yes, I'll wait. She's going to hurry it up.
Well, good. How big of an icebox has he got?
Who?
Why, this fellow you're calling, whoever it is.
Ed Camden? I don't believe he's got an icebox. He went broke in 1932, lost everything. Well, I'm calling as O.J. Watford. You got a little mixed up there, Lum.
Well, who wouldn't?
How big an icebox do you want, Lum?
Well, as big a one as I can get, I reckon. I'll have to keep a lot of stuff in there. Meat and gravy and pickles and bread, ice, all that restaurant junk.
Yes. Well, now, as I recall this box that Oren has, or that's O.J. Watford, as I recall the box he had was about... Oh, just a minute. Hello? Hello? Is this the Ace High Snooker Palace? Hello? Who's speaking? Hello? I want the Ace High Snooker Palace in Mount 80. Oh, it is. Well, I want to speak to Oren Watford. Fine. He's right there.
Oh, well, that's good. Try to keep the price on it down just as much as you can, though.
Hello, Oren? Guess who this is? No. No.
Doc, this is a business call.
He thinks I rustle too more. Try again, Oren.
Tell him who you are and let's get down to business.
No, you're way off. This is Ben. Doc Withers. Yeah. Oh, yeah, sure. Sure, I'll wait.
What's the matter now?
He wants to make another shot. He doesn't want to hold up the game.
Oh, for pity's sake.
Orrin's left-handed. Nice fellow, though.
Yeah, well, look, Doc, we...
Hold on a minute, Lum. Hello, Orrin. How's that? The side pocket? Which side?
Doc, this call is costing me money.
Well, listen, Orrin. What I called you about is an icebox. How's that? Oh, sure, put him on. But what do you know about that, Lum? Ralph Conway is there.
Well, I don't care who's there. Just find out about the icebox and hang up.
Ralph's been away for about 4 years. Orrin says Ralph wants to say hello to me.
Well, that's fine, but we...
Hello, Ralph. Okay. He's putting Orrin back on.
Well, thank goodness for that.
That's the first time I've talked to Ralph in 4 years. It's good to hear his voice again. Hello? Who is this? Oh, well, how are you anyway, Orrin? Well, that's nice. Oh, about the same.
Ask him about the icebox.
Who? Sure, put him on.
Now, wait a minute, Doc.
We sure picked a good time to call. Charlie Button just dropped in. Charlie runs the Mount Idy Milk Depot. Nice fella.
Doc, I ain't no millionaire. This call's going to cost more than the icebox.
Hello, Charlie? I can't hear you. I say I can't hear you. What'd you say? Oh, hello. Boy, that was Charlie Button.
Well, for goodness sakes, get Orrin back on the phone and ask him how much he wants for that icebox. Well, I can still afford it.
Yes, I'll ask him. Hello, Orrin? Oh, what is it, Ralph?
Ralph? How'd he get in again? He must not have went to the foot of the line.
Why, certainly I'd love to talk to him.
Now, hold on here, Doc. This has went too far.
That Ralph thinks of everything. He wouldn't want to meet a nicer fella.
What's he thought of now?
Just a minute. Hello. How are you? Well, that's nice. Just a minute. Here, love, you take the receiver and talk to him.
I don't want to talk to him.
Go on, he'd love to hear from you.
I don't even know him. I wouldn't know what to say.
Oh, just say anything. Ask him how he's feeling. Here, take the receiver. Go ahead.
Granny, this is silly. Hello? How you feeling? Well, good. Just a minute. Here's Doc again. Here, take this dad-blame thing and get Orrin on there and talk to him about that ice ball.
Yes, I will. I will. Hello. Will you please put Orrin Watford on the telephone? Orrin Watford. Much obliged. Well, how'd you like that fellow's voice you talked to?
Oh, it was all right, I guess. Couldn't hardly hear him, though. Who was it?
I don't know.
Huh?
He was some acquaintance of Ralph's, relative, perhaps. Ralph said he was 87 years old and had never talked long distance before. Ralph thought it'd be nice.
You mean we wasted time and money just for that? Now, listen here, Doc
Withers. Wait, hold on. I've got to hurry this call through. Hello? Who is this? Oh, yes, Orrin.
Now, ask him about the icebox.
Well, Orrin, the main reason I called you today... How's that? Well, why didn't Ralph say so? Put him back on again.
Now, wait, Doc. You ain't going to talk to Ralph again.
Oh, no. This isn't Ralph. It's the old gentleman you talked to. Orrin says it's his birthday, and that's why Ralph wanted him to talk on the long-distance phone. That's Ralph's present to him this year.
Ralph's present? Who's paying for this?
Hello?
Granny.
Happy birthday, sir. Just a minute. Here, Lum. Do you want to say happy birthday to him?
No, I don't.
Lum sends you his greetings, too. Lum. Lum Edwards. He runs a store over here in Pine Ridge. All right, just a minute. He wants to talk to you, Lum.
Well, I don't want to talk to him. All I want's an icebox.
Oh, well, Orrin J. Watford is the man you want to talk to about that. Oh, hold on a minute, and I'll ask him for you.
Yeah, you better just hang up, Doc. I'll get one someplace else.
Oh, I'll handle it for you, Lum. I'll handle it.
Just hang it up.
Now, just a minute, Lum. I'll handle it for you. Hello? Who is this? Milton?
Oh, me.
It's Milton. Well, where is Orrin, Milton? Oh, I see. Just a minute. Orrin's gone home, Lum.
He has.
But this is his brother, and he can take care of it. It's as good as Orrin. Hello, Milton. Say, I was talking to Orrin about an icebox. Well, a pretty good-sized one. I see. Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, that's fine, Milton.
Don't forget to ask him about the price.
Well, say hello to your sister, Milton. Fine. Goodbye.
Well, what did he say?
Said he was awful glad I called.
Yeah?
But he said they've already got an icebox.
Well, I know that.
And you know, it's a funny thing, Lum. He said they were even thinking of selling the one they've got.
Yes, well, a fellow will run into coincidences like that.
Listen again every weekday at this time for Lum and Abner down in Pine Ridge. Brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer and One-A-Day brand vitamins. Gene Baker speaking.